Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Monday, the 27th of April, 2020. I am Steve, originally from Bexley in Kent, now living in Leon Sea in Essex. And on today's show, we've got the most important guest I've ever had on. It is my son, 10-year-old Sam Robinson from Leon Sea in Essex. How are you doing, Sam?
Good.
Good. Are you excited to be on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. And are you missing school?
No, not really.
Oh, all right. Oh, good answer. Is that because you're being homeschooled by me?
No.
Right, okay. So let's get into it then. Hotspurs podcast, first appearance. Who is your favourite football club?
Tottenham.
Tottenham. Why are you a Tottenham fan?
Because of you.
All right, okay. And do you like supporting Tottenham?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why do you like supporting Tottenham?
Because they're not bad, I suppose.
Yeah, not bad. That sums it up perfectly. What's your favourite country?
England, because it's where I live in.
Okay. Is there any other countries you like?
I mean, Spain's good as well, but it's, it's not bad.
Why do you like Spain? What do you like about Spain?
That it's got a really good football club.
All right. So you like the football in Spain, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And what player do you dislike the most?
Tottenham player or just random player?
Random player. Anyone you think, oh, I don't like that player.
Based on annoying football ability, like Alexis Sanchez or someone who's really quite good at football.
Okay.
Not nowadays, but used to be.
Used to be, but yeah. Not anymore. But what about now? Who annoys you now because they're too good?
Probably Aubameyang. Yeah, probably Aubameyang.
You don't like Aubameyang. All right then. And what football team do you hate the most? Dislike. Let's be nice. Dislike the most.
Arsenal.
Oh, it is Arsenal. Why is it Arsenal then?
Because they're Tottenham's rivals.
Oh, they are Lonely. Tottenham's rivals. Okay. Have you got any mates that are Arsenal fans?
Yes.
And are they annoying?
Yes.
They are. Who? Yes. How are they annoying?
Because they're like, ow, can Chester beat Tottenham or whatever? And they're like, no.
They wind you up.
Yeah,
do you wind Arsenal fans up?
If you don't tell me.
What's that supposed to mean?
You tell me not to, don't you?
I do tell you not to, because you've got to be nice. But do you wind them up anyway?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because you tell me not to.
All right. Who's your favourite ever player?
Lucas Moura.
And why is Lucas Moura your favourite ever player?
His first goal for Tottenham, which was against Rochdale, I just knew he was going to be a great player. And I know the future, so... Yeah.
And of course, there was a match, wasn't there? We played Ajax and you went to bed when we were 2-0 down.
Yes.
And then at what point did I call you out of bed and say...
No, what you did was you celebrated really loud when it was 2-2 that I came down.
Ah.
So I was like, no way.
Did I like say, come down, Stan, or did you just...
No, I just came down.
You just came down. And then what happened when Lucas Moura scored the hat-trick?
I celebrated.
Yeah, how did we celebrate? Can you remember? I picked you up, didn't I? And I went...
Oh, yeah.
And I went, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, what about who's your favourite manager?
Probably Pochettino, because he's almost the only manager I've ever saw... Manage, because he's a great manager and he bought some good players.
Okay. Are you disappointed that he got sacked?
I'm not sure, really.
Not sure. Do you remember when he got sacked and I said, oh, Pochettino's got sacked, but we've got Mourinho. How did you feel about that?
I don't really know. I don't know.
How do you think Mourinho's doing so far?
Not badly. Not great, but... Not badly.
I think you're spot on with all these answers so far. What about your legendary player? Someone you've seen maybe on YouTube or from old DVDs? Who do you think, oh yeah, what a great player? Doesn't have to be Tottenham.
I mean, I know Pele was amazing.
Yeah.
So probably Pele or...
Pele, nobody said Pele yet. What did you like about... What have you seen that Pele's done then?
No, nothing. I just know that he's a great player and I've seen his goals and stuff.
Have you? What about somebody else that you've seen maybe back in the day, from old YouTube clips or anything? You thought oh, what a great goal or something amazing they've done. Do you think of anyone?
Maybe. I mean, Messi's amazing.
Yeah.
I reckon he's the second best player of all time.
Who do you think's first?
Pele.
Okay. What about your favourite ever goalkeeper?
Favourite ever goalkeeper? What, like in Tottenham? Or
Ever.
So it can't just be Tottenham.
It can be Tottenham. Who's your favourite Tottenham goalkeeper of all time?
Lloris.
Lloris, obviously. And who's your favourite goalkeeper ever?
It's probably still Lloris.
Okay. What about for another club?
For another club.
So say Lloris had to be sold. Which goalkeeper would you like us to buy?
I mean, out of any, I know he definitely wouldn't come, but Courtois maybe?
Courtois? So,
yeah, maybe.
That's interesting.
Or maybe Oblak. Maybe Oblak.
Oblak, okay.
Okay.
But we also like Henderson, don't we, who's at Sheffield United?
Oh, yeah.
Is he on loan at Sheffield United?
Yes, but I think they're going to buy him.
Oh, are they? Right, who's his club that he's at? He's been loaned from?
Man United.
Oh, okay. But so we'll see about that one. But he's a good goalie. Who's your favourite ever defender?
Favourite ever defender?
Hmm.
I've seen Ledley King's tackles and they are amazing.
Yes.
I do like Vertonghen.
Right.
Over Alderweireld, really.
You like him over Alderweireld?
Yeah.
Controversial. Okay. Any other defenders you like?
No, not really.
You just like Vertonghen. Yeah. What is it about Vertonghen that you like?
I just think he's just a better player. He can definitely play more positions because he's a centre back and a left back.
Okay. And you think he's good, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. What about your favourite ever midfield player?
My favourite ever midfielder? That's Lucas Moura. Because.
Well, he's kind of a striker, isn't he? Or
he's a right mid.
Right mid, okay. Apart from Lucas Moura, who else is your favourite midfielder?
Probably Sonny.
Sonny? Again, he's a bit of an attacker.
Mm.
But you're going to say him. Why is Sonny your favourite midfielder?
Because, again, he's just a great player. Half of the capacity of the stadium each game is for the South Koreans because they just love him so much.
Yeah. Again, a bit of a controversial comment, but okay, that's fine. Go on. So there's loads of Korean fans coming over. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you like Sonny. It's good. Anything else about Sonny that you like? He's just won best goal of the season so far, apparently.
Yeah, he has.
Remember the goal he scored?
Yeah, Burnley.
Burnley.
Yeah.
Where were you for that match?
Stadium.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that goal?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really good.
What about your favourite ever striker?
Harry Kane.
Harry
obviously.
Kane. Tell us what you like about Harry Kane.
He's a great captain. If, again, the race was ever going to be sold, he would definitely be the captain.
Yeah.
He's definitely not moving to Man United.
No,
definitely not.
That's not happening. You're right on that one as well. Good.
And he. For every goal he scores, it's great. So,
what goal have you celebrated the most that Kane's ever scored?
Maybe probably one of the Arsenal ones.
Yeah, Arsenal. Maybe the first one. I was at the game, but I called Mum afterwards and I said, "What did Sam think when Kane scored that? Remember the header?" Said
yeah.
You went berserk apparently in the kitchen watching the game. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe the one in 15-16 where he. Killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant goal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Right, so let's move on to a couple more questions. So, hang on a second. So, what's the first football match you remember seeing?
I remember seeing was in 14-15.
Yeah.
It was Tottenham v Leicester, and it was 4-3.
Wow.
I remember it was 4-3 or 3-2 or something like that.
Mm.
I remember Wesley Morgan scored a 9-goal.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the first game I remember seeing.
Okay, and what do you remember about that game? Do you remember anything else?
Yeah, that's all I remember, really. It was...
So we went up, did we go on the train, or did I drive up on that
drive,
occasion?
Drive.
And what did you, get a burger? Did you get your burger, probably?
I literally don't remember anything about it.
But you remember going in. Maybe I got you a hot dog.
Yeah, because they didn't sell burgers at White
House. That's it, right. So I would have got you a hot dog. And I think Kane got a hat-trick, didn't he?
Yes, I think he did.
He did, yeah. All right, then. And has there ever been a football match that has made you cry?
No, there hasn't. Happy? Tottenham v Ajax or something.
Okay.
But not cry, no.
Not cry. Did you not cry when we lost to Liverpool?
No.
You didn't? You just was like, oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Expected.
Yeah. What about funny? Can you think of any funny incidences that has been around football, what you've seen in a match or... What about when we watch the YouTube clips of funny things that happen in football? What makes you laugh there? Because we watch Try Not to Laugh football, don't we?
Uh-huh.
And what's the funniest moment in one of those?
When someone just rugby tackles another player for no reason.
Just really, really goes in really, really hard or something.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant. All right, then. And what is the worst match you've ever seen?
What do you mean? Like, I assume you've probably lost it. Like, the worst, just like a 0-0 match, boring.
Yeah, can you think of any match where it's like, oh my goodness, that was terrible.
What was it when Oreo was really bad and he realised it?
That could be any match. Now go on, what?
No, and then he scored after. It was this season.
Oh, yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, he was. He wasn't... No, not Brighton. Norwich?
Yeah, maybe. No, because I wouldn't be there. That, were you talking about?
No, Norwich, the league game, you were there.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Was it that one where we didn't play well? And hadn't we already gone in at half time and he scored?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
What was that game?
What was that game?
It was any other day. I can't remember. Come on, your memory is better than mine. What was that match?
So not true. No, that was Chelsea.
We lost the Chelsea one. Anyway, what about what? Have you ever been scared at a football match?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. What do you think I mean? So have you ever been like, oh, this is scary? I try get. Maybe coming away from a match or being in the crowds. Oh, I've got one for you. When you were quite young, maybe 3 or 4, we went to a pre-season game, friendly, at Colchester. And I remember Adebayor was up front and I think Defoe was playing as well. And the game was 0-0. It was a rotten game. But we drove up, we had some really good seats, but you were so scared that we actually had to spend the entire game down, like in the gantry, away from the pitch. We had to look through the where you sort of go up and into the seats because you were so scared.
Of what? What was I
saying? The noise. You just said it's too noisy. It's too loud.
Yeah, I remember in the last game at White Hart Lane that was so loud.
Yeah. When was it really loud?
At the start. At the start, when everyone was just. Screaming, come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, the last game.
Yeah.
And were you scared though?
I wasn't properly scared.
Yeah.
I was like, really, like, I felt like the stadium was going to fall down.
And then it did. What about a player that you used to love but you don't anymore?
Christian Eriksen, because he decided to leave.
Oh, but you used to love him, and now you're like, nope, don't love you anymore, Christian Eriksen.
No.
Do you know what? I reckon he's going to come back. I think I've got a funny feeling that it's not going to work out Inter Milan, and he'll virtually beg to come back. Yeah, got a funny feeling about that. All right, what about a player that everyone says, oh, he's rubbish, but you actually like, no, I quite like him. I quite like that player.
I think Aurier is far too underrated. I see these people like, oh, Tottenham, Aurier's the worst person at Tottenham. He's not actually that bad.
Yeah.
He's not actually that bad.
He's not that bad, but he's not great.
He's not great.
Okay, and what is your favourite match of all time? So, you know, like, mum's not interested in football whatsoever. Yeah? But if she says, go on then, I'm gonna try and watch this football that you bang on about, and you say, right, mum, watch this game. This is the best match ever. What match would you tell her to watch?
It'll probably be like you know that West Ham game in 16-17, where Winks scored his goal.
Yeah,
that was just so. What about the Wickham game as well? The Wickham game.
Wickham game, yeah. Great match. Yeah, those two no one said so far. So the West Ham game where we were 2-1 down. We were 1-0 down, then Winks scored. Yeah. Then we were 2-1 down.
And then we were 3-1 down.
No, we weren't 3-1 down. We won 3-2 because we got two last-minute goals, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And also...
Go on.
I'm going to save this answer for another question, really. It's, no one remembers this, and I'm really annoyed about that. It's Tottenham v Swansea.
Yeah.
In 16-17, where we scored two last-minute goals again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you remember where we were when we watched that?
Yeah, we were just at home.
No, we was in a cottage. We'd gone away somewhere.
Oh.
And we had to watch it on like a dodgy stream or whatever. Yeah. And you also mentioned the Wickham game. What a match that was. That was crazy, wasn't it? What was the score in that one?
4-3.
Yeah. And Son won it at the end, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow, that was brilliant. Right, I've got some questions from some listeners. How about that?
Ooh.
Right, Jason McGovern, he has said, what's the one moment of the entire match day that you're missing at the moment? Because obviously we can't go to the matches at the moment. What part of the day do you miss the most?
It's probably the bit before the match where we get that snack box and we sit in on that sofa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a nice snack box because you always have granddad's seat, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So we have a night, we get the snack box and we sit down and we have a chill out, don't we?
You do.
Yeah, good answer. Dave Ellis has also asked a couple of questions. If you could score one goal that you've seen live, what would the goal be? What's your favourite goal you've seen live that you'd like to have scored?
Van Persie. The World Cup.
Yeah.
And this is about Tottenham.
Yeah.
The World Cup. And he did that flying header.
Right.
Obviously, I was there to see it live because I was like...
Yeah,
four.
But on telly, that's the goal that you like the most. And that's Van Persie. And fortunately for you, he was playing for Man United at the time. So you can have that, I think, anyway. But you love that goal, don't you?
Yes,
it is a brilliant header. I think you're right. Which player... Oh, no, this is a question. Well, he's asked you this question. Which player, anyone you've seen, would you like to look like? So I'd say Gazzaniga.
Why?
Well, because I think he gets the ladies. Who do you think is a good-looking footballer who you'd most like to look like? No, you're shaking your head. You have no idea. All right, then. What about if you could meet any player in the world, who would it be?
Present or...
Anyone. All right, present. Which player in the world would you most like to meet? So, say we're sitting in a little restaurant or something and he walks in and you're like, oh my goodness, look who it is. I say, yeah, come on. Mind you wouldn't come over, would you? because you're, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go over and say hello, but you'd be like, no, don't. But if, perchance, he was to come past and go, hello, who would you most like that to be? I mean, is it Lucas Moura? Or is it Harry Kane? Or is it Messi or Ronaldo?
It's probably Ronaldo, because he has obviously better English than Messi, because he obviously went to Man United.
Right, but to have like a selfie with and to show your mates, who would it be?
I really like Mbappe.
Mbappe. So you're going to say Mbappe is the player that you'd most like to meet in the world, not Harry Kane?
Harry Kane.
You saved yourself there. You saved yourself from getting trolled on Twitter, even though you're not on Twitter. He's asked another question here. If you had unlimited money, who would you like to buy? Which player would you most like to buy if we had unlimited money?
If we did, it would probably be a really good, like the world's best right back, because we're not great on right backs.
Okay.
Or we don't need any more centre mids. We've got 500.
Mm. So that's interesting. So you're not just thinking, oh, we'll get Messi or Ronaldo or Mbappe. You're actually thinking about this as a Spurs fan. So you're proper Spurs, you are. So can you think of anyone in particular? A right back who we've got unlimited.
Maybe Trent or.
Trent Alexander, that's a good shout.
So he's good at taking set pieces.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at taking free kicks and he's good at taking corners.
Right, absolutely. So if we had unlimited money and he would like to come, that's who we'd have.
No chance.
Okay, what about if Spurs didn't exist? Who would you support?
It would be Southend.
Right. And these are all, by the way, brilliant questions by David Ellis. Thank you, Dave. So Southend, what about a Premier League team? So
a Premier League team.
So we would obviously support Southend because that's our local team, even though we are managed by...
Someone.
Yeah. yeah, go on then. Which Premier League team would you support?
It would be, between two, it'll be Man United or West Ham.
Ah, right. Okay.
I'll probably do what my friend does, and he's a Liverpool fan, but he has season tickets for West Ham just so he can... watch football.
Because it's only about 45 minutes up the road, isn't it? Good. And one final question. This is by Jason at Fraggle29. And he said, which player from the club's entire history would you have in our current team today? So what player would you most like, if he might still be playing, or somebody that has been retired now? Who is the player you would most like to have in our team?
Like, can he be still playing? Because then it will be Bale.
Bale. So you'd most like to see Bale back in the team. Yeah. Definitely. And what about someone who's retired and you think, oh, yeah, I'd like to see that guy? It's Chris Waddle, isn't it? Come on. My favourite, Chris Waddle, right?
No, Charles.
No?
You've got about 100 centimetres.
Well, who is it? He's not centimetre. Who is it then? Someone who's retired. Come on. You can have a centre mid. Gazza, Hoddle, Ginola.
I don't really know how they played, really.
But you've seen enough DVDs.
Yeah.
I've shown you them enough times. Come on, pick one.
I'm just going to say it for you, Chris Waddle, because I don't really know.
Oh, thanks, mate. Right, okay, well, that's it. That's the end of the show.
Hey.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Any messages for the Spurs fans out there? What should they be thinking at the moment? Be positive, be negative, what do you think?
Be thinking that football's going to be coming back soon.
Well, that's maybe what we hope, don't we? Brilliant. All right then, mate, well done. All right, come on you Spurs.
Come on you Spurs.
Yeah.